On the show today, we have author, speaker, mentor Blaine Rada talking about his upcoming webinar put on by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage, their educational series, and it's called Communicating with Impact. Great stuff here from Blaine, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have author, speaker, mentor, Blaine Rada. Blaine, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to see you again. Hope all is well in your neck of the woods. Looks like a nice sunny day there where you are.
It's as well as it could be, given that we've been altering our lives for the past year, haven't we? Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. It's all good. All things considered, it's all good for right now. So it's. I'm hoping it gets better and better as each day goes forward. So speaking of better and better, you are going to be the presenter on CU Members Mortgage, their educational series webinars that they have. And your topic is going to be communicating with impact. And that takes place Thursday, March 11th from 1 to 2 Central Standard Time. So with that, can you give us just to start out with, just give us a quick summary on communicating with impact, what this is all about?
Yeah. So, you know, of course, as a professional communicator, right, I communicate for a living. Mm-hmm. I probably have a deeper interest in this topic than your average person would, but I certainly have an appreciation for how important communication is. And one of the ironies in our digital age is that we have more ways to communicate with each other than we've ever had before. And yet I would argue that the effectiveness of our communication, if we measure effectiveness by things like, was the message understood? You know, was it acted upon? Did it have the desired intent, right? If you wanted to inform or motivate or persuade or whatever it was your communication was intended to do, was that accomplished? And I would argue that in today's environment, often the answer is no. While we have all these choices, they're not necessarily better. And just the fact that we have all these choices, I think, can be confusing for people because, you know, you're not sure what to do. Should I send a text or should I send an email or should I pick up the phone? You know, it's like what communication deserves what approach? So when I looked at what could I bring as value to this conversation, I did not want it to be your typical presentation skills 101 kind of training. Yeah. There are many of those out there. They're good. They're fine. A lot of people are familiar with the Toastmasters organization, which, you know, teaches you how to certainly overcome your fear of speaking, which is not something that we cover in this training. A lot of good sources for those things, but I decided to kind of take a different approach. And while the ideas I'm going to share are, on one hand, I think common sense and make a lot of sense, they're not the things that are typically talked about in a communication skills training. So I wanted it to be a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah. And so speaking of different here, so can you share a couple of takeaways that attendees will get? Because obviously communication, you say, is more important than ever, even because we're so disconnected right now still. So the communication really has to be thorough, clear, all that good stuff. And obviously, you know that well better than most. So give us a couple of takeaways that folks can take back to their offices or their home office.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to do that makes it unique is that I've kind of built this training around an experience that I had back in 2005. Which led to my being named America's Greatest Thinker, which that in and of itself always kind of raises people's eyebrows. Like, tell me more about that, right? It's not as probably impressive as it sounds, but it is this really cool event that I entered and won that, in my opinion, took every form of communication skill that I had and kind of put it all into that particular event. It's basically a philosophy competition that's held once a year. And after reflecting on my experience, I realized how really it was my communication skills, whether it be in writing or verbally, speaking, listening, thinking, all of those are communication skills. And that's what led me to be able to win that event. And so I reflected upon what were those learnings, what were those teachings, and kind of built the training around the story of that event.
Okay.
So for instance, one of the things I'm going to share is what I call the communication trifecta, which is, words like expertise and eloquence and engagement. And so for instance, expertise is making sure that when we are communicating, we actually have something worthwhile to say. I mean, so much of people's communications are not received or acted upon because it's not either getting someone's attention or mm-hmm. it's not relevant enough to the person receiving it. So we want to think through before we click send or reply and make sure that we're actually communicating something that is worthwhile to that person. Right. So in other words, not just what I want to say, like I have this thing I want to say, you see that a lot on social media where somebody has an opinion, somebody has something they want to put out there, but is it really relevant and valuable to the people that are receiving it? So we're going to talk about some ideas about how to make sure that your expertise is showing up. And then you also want to say it in an eloquent manner, right? Mm-hmm. Say it well, so that it does capture attention and it does make people want to lean in and hear more. And ultimately, I think it's about engagement. I think you have to involve the people that you're communicating with so that it is kind of a two-way conversation. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that play out on social media many times where a conversation is started that really kind of draws people in, whether it's, positive or negative, but mm-hmm. it kind of draws people in. And that's effective communication when you can have a dialogue and actually bring people into the conversation. Now, again, not all communication requires involvement, right? You're not always looking for a response or engagement. But I want to talk about it from a big picture standpoint and make sure that people know that that's all part of effective communication.
Yeah. And you see people out there, who are effective speakers. I mean, obviously politicians, actors, celebrity, that type of the folks that have had training, I guess, that mm-hmm. can speak, and they really stand out from the crowd. And when they can deliver their message with clarity, like you said, eloquently, they really stand out and they're heard, and people really step back and they watch and they listen. So there's a lot to be said for that. And there's a lot of really talented people out there who aren't great speakers, unfortunately, and can't get their point across, but gosh, it's all right here, but they just can't get it out. So this could be, a step one in that direction to really help them get out there, right?
For sure. And politics is actually a great example. One of the seasons of politics that I enjoy the most is the debate season.
Oh yeah.
So when there's a lot of candidates who need to get narrowed down to the chosen few, there's usually a lot of these debates that take place where the mm-hmm. candidates get to showcase their ideas. And that's an excellent kind of training ground as a presenter or a communicator to watch and see how people make their points and what connects with an audience versus what doesn't, and how do they articulate their ideas. Yeah. And you're right, there are many brilliant people that probably have a lot of tremendously good ideas, but they don't know how to communicate them effectively. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, there's probably a lot of people whose communication makes them appear a lot better than they really are.
the other side of the pendulum, yes.
Because they've learned those techniques. Yeah. So this really won't be so much about techniques. I'm not a big fan of that, even though I enjoy watching it in other people. Mm-hmm. But it will definitely, I'll definitely be giving many suggestions and ideas that people can kind of internalize and think about, how does that have meaning for them? How does that show up in their own communications?
Tell us the significance of this topic right now, because is it because of the situation we're in? Is it because we're doing Zoom calls all day long, and we're just chomping at the bit to get back to in person? Or is there some other significance that this topic is so important today? Maybe it's because what you said at the top of the show, because there's so many channels for us to communicate in, the opportunities are so great.
I think for me personally, and again, I probably take this more seriously than your average person because I do it as my profession. Mm-hmm. I don't think the time really has anything to do with how important this is. I mean, certainly we've had to change and adjust in the way that we communicate with people in the Zoom age. I think for me, it's about the fact that we're so often misunderstood. And that's a two-way street, right? I mean, if I'm having a conversation with somebody and they're not really understanding what I'm saying, it could possibly be on their part that they're not able to grasp but I try to take more of the responsibility that it's on me to make sure that I'm understood. I'll share an example that I'll bring up in the training.
Sure.
I was driving home from, this is prior to the pandemic, when I was going to a gym on a regular basis, and I was driving home in the morning after working out at the gym, and I was approaching a stoplight, and it was a red light at an intersection that I wanted to make a right-hand turn. And in most parts of the country, you are allowed to make a right-hand turn on a red light unless there's a sign that specifically prohibits you from doing that, right? So if there's a traffic sign there that says no turn on red, then you can't turn on red. But what struck me about this particular intersection was that the sign said right turn on red, strictly enforced. Right turn on red, strictly enforced. Now, it's not that many words. And I pride myself in being relatively intelligent, but I'm honestly, I don't know what that means. I don't even understand what that exactly, does it mean I have to turn? Like, does it mean I shouldn't turn? Like, I don't know. So you can imagine if something should be clear,
yeah,
it would be a traffic sign, right? I mean, it should be so clear that anybody passing by that sign knows exactly what it means. Because if you do make the wrong decision and you get pulled over by the police, to say, well, I didn't understand the sign, is probably not going to get you out of a ticket. So that's just one little example how in everyday dealings out in the world and with our customers and peers, we think something's perfectly clear and it's not. And so really what kind of inspired me to even create this type of a training was to just try to help people to become more clear and effective in their communication, because that has benefits that, you know, go a long way.
Right. Yeah. Because it can be clear as a bell in your head.
Right.
And you're thinking about talking about it, but it doesn't convey very well to when you start speaking it. Yeah. So, which I have many problems doing on a daily basis. So, I'm an expert in that area for sure. Hey, last question here, because I know you're short on time here, but what do you hope to achieve with this talk? And you hope to achieve, or create a bunch of speakers or a bunch of presenters, or what do you hope?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that, because one of the things that people feel, you know, when they hear about this type of training is they think to themselves, oh, well, I don't give speeches, or I'm not really a professional communicator, or I don't even get up in front of groups and give talks. So how is this relevant? And one of the things that I'm hoping to achieve is this understanding that communication, first of all, doesn't just mean you're standing up in front of a group of people and talking to them. Communication isn't even just speaking. Communication is listening. Communication is thinking. Communication is in writing. And we do a lot of that now with texting and emailing. And so what I hope is that people will kind of internalize the ideas and apply it to their own life and their own work. How do these things apply to me? I may not be interested in doing what Blaine does, where he gets up in front of a room and talks to people. But I'm going to be sharing ideas that will be just as important if they just send out a lot of emails every day.
Yeah.
And so that's, I guess, creating just that awareness of how important communication is. And it's not that difficult to do it better.
Yeah.
You know, people will, I'm sure, be thinking as I share my ideas, people will be thinking to themselves, boy, that's common sense, isn't it? but as we know, it's not common practice,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We get lazy. I mean, I think communication is one of those things. It's kind of like breathing. I'm not thinking about my breathing all day long. I don't have to consciously think about, time for me to take a breath. Mm-hmm. And yet obviously breathing is really important. And I think communication is kind of like that too. We don't give it enough attention. We just kind of take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it gets sloppy.
Yeah.
I don't think we intend to confuse people, but I think we do. And so I'm just trying to, you know, just bump everybody's confidence and abilities up just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that point up. Don't get sloppy, because I see so many times people take their texting language and put it in an email, and like,
right,
that doesn't jibe. It's just, I mean, and then do it in a professional setting. It's like, wait a minute, because that says a lot about that person. Unfortunately, that person may be the nicest person on the planet and a true professional, but sometimes that text lingo or comes through in an email. I'm like, oh, that shouldn't be there, type of thing. So
right.
I may be biased. I mean, I don't really care that much, but for other people, it might be a big deal. So there's that element of it as well. So
I think what you're speaking to is that, you know, we have an idea of how our communication is going to be received, and yet often that's not exactly or at all how it's received.
Right.
And that's the real challenge. In fact, there's a quote. I want to get it in front of me here so I don't mess it up. George Bernard Shaw, mm-hmm. said something about communication. He said the single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. I think that's pretty brilliant, right? Yeah. So I just want to help people to, you know, fix that a little bit. And if we can accomplish that in an hour's time together, I think that's an hour well spent.
Yeah, I think you'll do it for sure. Yeah, just knowing you and how well you speak and how well you come across, big time, it'll happen for sure. Anything else here to wrap up, Blaine? Because this is fantastic stuff.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm going to be there as well. I want to check it out because I want to improve my speaking ability as well because I need a lot of help there as too. So thank you for the few minutes that you gave us. I appreciate it, Blaine.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.